This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another special bonus show of Stand Up Comedy, host and MC. And here in the studio, quite a treat. You've heard him often on the podcast. Why? Because he's one of the funniest men in the universe. Ladies and gentlemen, my good friend, Bob Worley.
Thanks, Scott. It's great to be here.
Bob, it's good to have you on the show. Father's Day is coming up. You said you had a couple ideas on that.
Well, Scott, first of all, let me say it's my pleasure to be here with you. You know, as you do know, Father's Day is coming up. And I've been thinking a lot about my dad. You know, or as kids called him, the man behind the newspaper. He was a man of very few words. As a matter of fact, here's a weird thing. The only thing I ever really remember him saying to me is, at the height of the Vietnam War, don't think you're not going. Which I replied to him, Dad, I'm still in junior high. Yeah, so he really wasn't that kind of a hands-on type of guy. You know, yeah, I think it was a lot of those guys of that generation. But anyways, as a matter of fact, my dad, when I was born, he happened to be in the Navy at the time, and he was out at sea for over 6 months. So he hadn't even seen me for 6 months.
Wow.
I know, right? You know, the first thing he said when he saw me is, what is that? I think maybe he thought it was a honey glazed ham. So I don't know.
A honey glazed ham? I don't believe that.
Well, people did say I was quite delicious. Anyways, when I decided to become a father, I thought, you know what? I'm going to be the hands-on kind of dad right from the get-go. You know, I don't know if you know this, but I actually delivered both of my kids.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I took the Lamaze classes and everything. So I was fully trained.
Fully trained, huh?
Oh, yeah. It was great. You know, you get to dress like a doctor. You get the, you know, you get the mask, the gloves, the whole thing. You walk around. Hey, look, everybody, I'm a doctor.
Wow.
I had to do it all, Scott. You know, my wife, she just laid there for hours complaining about everything. Oh, it hurts. I'm in pain. Help me. Me, 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 me. The whole time we were there, Scott, not once did she ask how I felt. Not once. God, you know, let me tell you, I was in a hospital, and that hospital, they didn't have cable. I had to watch regular TV for hours. You know, and then she's sitting there moaning and groaning. You know, you could only turn the TV up so loud. God, what a nightmare. Hey, and let me tell you, I had a hangnail. And not just the hangnail, I got rubbing alcohol in it. Oh, man, that hurt. That was painful. They could hear me screaming all up and down the hallway. People were coming in. What happened? Oh, hangnail. You know, terrible. I got an epidural for that one. Then my legs went numb. That was weird.
Wow, it sounds like quite a fiasco, Bob.
But I had everything under control, Scott. As I said, I was quite trained. You know what? They let me cut the umbilical cord.
No.
No, I was dressed like a doctor. So sure, why not give me a knife? So I was over there. Let me tell you, I wanted to cut the cord. But I wanted to cut it really long because I didn't want a small little, you know, umbilical cord. I didn't want it to be an innie. I wanted it to be an outie, 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 outie. I thought it'd be cool as he got older. You know, he could use it for like a keychain thing or something, or maybe a leash for a surfboard, something. But as we all know, and I found out later, that cord eventually falls off. That's got to be creepy. I mean, what do you do with that when that little cord thing falls off?
I don't know.
You put it in a scrapbook, save it? I don't think so. You could fry it up with eggs, kind of like chorizo. A little chewy, but you know, it's good.
That's sick, Bob.
Well, you know, it's, you know, you put a little Tabasco sauce on, it's not so bad. But let me tell you a thing. It's got to be weird, too, if you think about it. Think about a baby lying in the crib. They're just lying there, just and suddenly a body part falls off. You know, they got to be thinking, oh my gosh, I'm falling apart already. What a nightmare. I'm just glad it stops there. But anyways, he's fine now. He managed to keep all of his parts so far. So I'm very proud of him.
So how old's your son now, Bob?
He's 33 years old, 6 feet, 7 inches tall.
Wow, he's a big man. So he must have been a pretty big baby.
Yep, he weighed 10 pounds, 11 ounces.
Woo!
Kind of weird looking. Big 10-pound head, little 11-ounce body. What a freak! Luckily, he finally grew into that 10-pound head. You know, it was touch and go for a while, Scott. I got to tell you, we had to put training wheels on his head to stop him from falling over. So it was so cute. We call that the odd, difficult period.
Well, you also have a daughter, Lisanne. Was that a different story?
Yeah, it was. You know, we were afraid of having another big baby like that. So we had her induced, you know, a little bit early. You know, not at weeks. That would have been super easy. But yeah, we had her induced, which I thought was going to be some big process. But all it was just me in the room with a bullhorn going, come out with your head first. We know you're in there. We have the room surrounded. Come out with your head first. Very interesting. Very beautiful time. It was just really lovely.
Wow, Bob, that sounds incredible.
Well, Scott, that's where my training kicked in. You know, I just want to say happy Father's Day to all those dads with that are hands-on. And that's how my career as a dad began, Scott, in the delivery room. Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Wow.
Fathers and fathers are dads too.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Bob Worley sharing his story on Father's Day. Thanks for coming into the studio, Bob.
Oh, yeah, you bet, Scott, anytime.
Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned Sunday. We'll have another great show. Thanks for listening, and as Bob said, happy Father's Day.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, Your Host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.